Agenda item number six, City of Norfolk. Mrs. Peabod, good morning.
Commission, good morning.
Good morning.
I have two applications in front of you that both take place in the City of Norfolk. They're both very similar. The first is the City of Norfolk is requesting authorization to relocate sand, plant native vegetation, and reshape portions of the landward slope of the coastal primary sand dune adjacent to the private home located at 2318 Bay Oaks Place in Norfolk. This project requires a VMRC dune permit, and that is because last year the City of Norfolk decided to rescind the beach and dunes ordinance. So the management of dunes on private property is now within the VMRC jurisdiction. So in order to do any work in Norfolk private dunes, an applicant needs a permit from the commission. So the next two properties are very close together. They're in the Ocean View community along Chesapeake Bay, right behind a jurisdictional dune. So in most of this area in Norfolk, the actual jurisdictional dune, which is between these two red lines, is public property, is owned by the City of Norfolk. So the City of Norfolk is exempt from needing permits from us in order to manage their dunes. However, there's a small portion of work at this property that takes place on private property. So that's the area that we step in and that we regulate. So we're looking at this project as a whole. However, our jurisdiction is actually on that small piece of private property. So in this project, the homeowner is experiencing a sand buildup adjacent to the back of their home, right behind their bulkhead. The City of Norfolk has decided to help them with the movement of that sand, because the movement of that sand is going to take place both on the private property and the city dune. So the city is the applicant here. The city is helping hire the contractor, as well as review the permits and ensure that the project is done correctly. So the city is applying to move sand from behind the property. They're going to build a gentle slope on the landward side of the dune, and then they're going to place the sand in this area where there has been a blowout in the last few years, and actually increase the height of the crest of the dune. So to kind of give you some visuals here, so the private property is this home here. I'm standing at the top of the dune, and it's hard to tell, but I'm actually looking down, and you can see here the back of the house, as well as the sand encroachment on the back of the house. So what the property owner has been experiencing is sand is blowing over that bulkhead there. They've had to scoop portions of it out. They would like to go ahead and reslope that piece of the dune. So the city is going to use an earth mover, basically, and push the sand up this way to about where Emily's standing, to a gentle slope there. And they're going to place the sand in this blowout here, which will increase the slope of the dune. They're going to use the slopes of both of the neighbors so that the dune is consistent between the neighbors as well. So the project will result in temporary impacts to a primary dune and loss of stabilized dune vegetation. As you can see from those pictures, those dunes are well vegetated. The proposed project will provide relief to a homeowner that is experiencing increased encroachment of sand to the back of their home. The project will result in an increased height in the dune crest, and all vegetation will be restored as per the application. Staff does recommend the following conditions to ensure long-term stability of the dune following construction. One, we recommend plant mortality be addressed by replacing plants during the next available growing season. We recommend dune planting achieve an 85% coverage within 2 years to be considered successful. We recommend timber mats be laid within the construction access areas to reduce impacts associated with the large equipment that's going to be needed to move the sand. And any construction areas, access areas, will be regraded to pre-existing elevations and replanted with native vegetation. So after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1403 of the Code of Virginia and the VMRC's coastal primary sand dune and beach guidelines. Staff recommends approval of the project with the conditions you see here on the screen.
Questions from the commission, Mr. Zedron.
I recall, I don't know if it was last year or whatever, this was a big issue in that area, and it was people of Mr. Boone, Ronnie Boone, and he was attempting to do the same thing. And I thought we had sent this back to the city of Norfolk to come up with a global plan for everybody along the beach. We had heard evidence about how the sand was blowing from one part of the beach to the other part of the beach, and so that they would come up with a plan for the whole beach area as opposed to individual landowners. And my concern here is that Mr. Boone had two or three houses or whatever he had, and we sent him back to Norfolk to work it out. And to me, this is exactly what he was asking for, is he had the sand that was building up in his houses. How's this any different than that? And what happened to the city of Norfolk plan?
Sure. So after we remanded those back to the city rescinded the dunes ordinance, and they made what they're calling a sand management board. So the sand management board now meets every 6 months. And a part of their process is to come up with this long-term plan for dune management, and particularly in a particular piece of property where those homeowners actually wanted to decrease the height of the dune. And in this case, it's a little bit different because although they are reshaping the dune, in the long run, we're still going to have an increased height of the dune, which is mostly what we are concerned about for protections of the property behind it. So the city staff is here to talk a little bit about how they plan to manage the dune as a whole. However, for these particular projects, we're less concerned about the things we were previously, because we are going to increase the height of the dune, and the properties behind it are still going to be protected.
Thank you.
Other questions from the commission, Mr. Tankard.
Is there any timeline here, as far as you mentioned there would be a spring planting of the plants that would die during the process? But I mean, wind erosion would seem to me something that we need to address a little bit, but I don't see it in here.
Sure. So dune planting is a little bit different than wetland planting. Generally, dune planting takes place in the winter, the fall and winter. So the goal of the city is to get the project done or at least started by November so that during the winter they can plant. Of course, removing dune vegetation, it could always destabilize a dune. So the goal will be to hopefully get that dune vegetation in as soon as it can start to take root and stabilize. However, the city and the applicant always have the option to put up sand fencing if needed.
Mrs. Everett.
Just a few quick questions. The 85% coverage, is that of existing or is that a full?
That would be of the new vegetation, of the planted.
But 85% of total coverage or of what is existing?
Of total coverage of the new plant.
Okay. So 85% will be planted. Okay.
Right.
And the construction is going to happen from the beach access side?
It is going to happen from the beach access side because they don't have room from the landward side. So that's why we very specifically have asked for timber mats. We also will be paying close attention to the dune vegetation, as well as we'll be making sure that any of the construction access areas are regraded and revegetated.
Okay. And then just finally, what is the analysis on? Is there more habitat value for width versus height, or how is that?
That's a good question. I think it depends on the area of the dune and perhaps or what the dune is protecting specifically, and then we might be able to give a little bit more background on what we're looking for width versus height in this particular case.
I hate to call him this.
Lyle, could you help us out?
Looks, I wasn't sure. Bob Arnell, Vims. I guess, Ms. Everett, you're asking about the geometry of a dune.
Value for habitat, yes.
Well, the value for habitat is specifically dependent upon the vegetation community on the dune. And we think the plan will address that very well. The more important function of a dune is erosion control for properties behind that. And there are habitat values, but much of that is for small mammals, insects, and birds, and not more aquatic species, you know, some crustaceans, such beach. That's more of a beach thing or a toe of a dune. But the geometry of a dune is very consistent in the estuary. We've shown that through work at VIMS, that the height and the base and the distance from the shore, it kind of forms itself in a certain way. So that will happen if you, we feel that will happen. It's been shown through time series to dunes will restore themselves in beaches to this preferred geometry. So what is being done by the city and the conditions that you've placed upon is giving that a head start to do that, to have the full function of that dune at that one site at this time. So I guess to go back really briefly to say the width of a dune versus the height of a dune, there's no one-to-one relationship from a functional perspective, from a habitat on that. Mm-hmm. That there is from an erosion control perspective.
Where it's more valuable for height.
Height is the operative, but you can't only get, you're not going to have a 10-foot dune with a 2-foot width. There's a geometry that it's a natural geometry that it conforms to.
Hard to stack sand. Other questions from the commission? Thank you. Is the city represented here today?
Yes.
Please come forward, sir. Are you an attorney?
I am not.
Then I need to swear you in. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Chuck Joyner. I'm the assistant city engineer. I'm with the Public Works Department in the city of Norfolk, and I had been working with some of the sand issues over the last couple of years. And I just want to say on behalf of the city that these are kind of unique projects in that these two there were some additional projects last year that were adjacent to each other in the Cottage Line neighborhood, and those projects actually were lowering the crest of the dune and looking to put sand on the front of the dune to kind of thicken the dune as opposed to using the height of the dune. So we are in the process through the Coastal Management Review Board working with those property owners to try to come to a solution that we can bring to the commission to try to address those property owners' concerns at a later date. These two individual property or applications are unique in that we are not lowering the dune. We're actually restoring the dune, and we're maintaining it in another case, too, that you'll hear very shortly. So these were unique individual ones that we feel that in working with the staff at the BMRC, we were able to go forward, come up with a solution that both addresses the erosion problem, it maintains the integrity of the primary dune line, and allows the property owners the use of their property without having to continually dig out on their back porches and decks. So that's the purpose of these, and we would urge your approval.
Questions from the commission? Mr. Jordan, I appreciate very much what you said and very much the work that's going on here in this particular project and the next one here. I'm heartened to see the sand management plan solidify, heighten the dune. These are important structures. When Mr. Varnell talks about erosion issues, it's more than just erosion. It's landward-based property protection as well. These dunes serve a valuable function.
And we would agree, sir.
Any other questions or observations from the commission? Mrs. Everett.
One last question, clarification. City of Norfolk is paying for this.
That is correct. These are two initial projects that we had, and so we thought that it was in our interest to do this on behalf of the property owners. If you work our way through, there will be probably a number of individual property or applications that will come, I would say, outside of the ones that request a permission to lower the dune height and to significantly reconfigure the profile. But in order to work our way through these and establish a procedure, we decided to move forward with these two particular properties.
Anyone else? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing, Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Open mic night. Please come forward, sir. Happy to hear from you. I need to swear you in first, though. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Henry Giffin, G-I-F-F-I-N.
Thank you, Mr.
Giffin. I'm the homeowner.
Terrific.
And I certainly appreciate your taking this under advisement and decision, and I really appreciate the city doing it. I mean, 25 words or less, for some reason, just on my land, it seems, the dune decided to migrate towards the house. The other two on either side just have a gentle slope the way it should be, and the dune has been maintained at the top. For some reason, it just dug a hole there and just migrated over the years. And we've owned the property since 1998, and it just seems that nature decided that it would just move where we are. And we do plan, and hopefully, in addition to the vegetation, to put up some fences that will initially at least stop the sand moving while the plants grow.
I understand the issues you're facing.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Is there anybody else who would like to be heard on this matter? Either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Is there a discussion in action? Mr. Tankard.
Well, I don't know if I submit that we should go forward with staff recommendation. So I move to approve staff recommendation.
Would that be a motion to approve the staff recommendation with the delineated conditions?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a motion by Mr. Tankard.
Second that.
Second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. The project is approved.